that, and then I had a coach there. He said, "You're going." Of course, it was November. Football season was already over with. He said, "Next year you need to go out for football." And because I had a couple of cousins in Big Springs, which was a town, and so that was another one of those stories that that I was, like I said, I worked. I came home from school. I either read or I worked. I did what Dad did, and if he said, "Let's go do this," I helped him with it. And I'm pretty sturdy, and but I didn't have anything. I had two things. One, I worked, and I read.
Yeah.
And that was it. And so the next year, the coach said, "You're going to go out to football." That was my freshman year, was to Colorado City. And then the very next year, the mother said, "We're going to stay here." And so they had to find him another job to get it. And so he did. And we stayed there the next year. And so the next year, I was a sophomore, and I went off for football. I didn't know anything about football. I didn't know they started in the middle of the summer or 2 weeks beforehand.
Yeah.
I didn't know no beans about it. So I went out to there, and the coach, he was getting everybody set up and all. Of course, I'd already been working out for an hour or so.
Yeah.
It was one of these that I had to go, and, you know, it was still during the summer then. And so I actually went full year that year. And he said, "Go on up there and get you a helmet and everything." So I got all my clothes. And well, there wasn't anybody there to show me how to put the football uniform on. And if you think about it, I'm sure it's difficult because you got to put knee pads.
Right.
It took me 15 minutes to figure out how to get the knee pads to stay in. They had, you know, like sick men with the belt, they'd fall down.
Right.
And then hip pads, they were the old kind that you wrapped around you and you buckle.
Yeah.
I couldn't figure out how to do that, so I left them. So I finally, the thigh pads, I think I got the thigh pads in. I got the knee pads in, so I just went out there. And they said, his coach, I went down by the freshman, the JV, and he said, he's kicking the ball down. We're down the end zone.
Yeah.
And he had the end zone, and he said, "I'll kick the ball down, and you go down and tackle." And it must have been Quizzle. I said, "What do you mean tackle?" He said, "You pick him up and throw him on the ground." And so they kicked him. He kicked the ball and went down there. And this kid was coming up there, and he just coming up. And I could grab him, pick him up, and throw him on the ground. And some of the kids just, oh, they like that. Well, what I didn't know was this boy was the typical bully.
Oh,
he bullied the rest of them. He said, "You stay away from it, I'll take the ball." Well, so they kicked it again and went down there. And he kind of going to run over me. So he going to run over me. So he ran into me, and I picked him up, threw him on the ground. And they really did like it then, because they're like, the next time, he wouldn't go get the ball. Nobody would pick up the ball. And so the coach says, "You go up there where the big guys are." And went up there, and Coach Buck Semper, short, heavy-set guy, played for the University of Texas, and knew all about football, I guess. And he said, "Okay, we're blocking." So he sent me down there. Well, I got there, and they had this one guy sitting in front of him. And so he called play, and then like this, and I just leaned over like all the rest of the guys had been like this.
Yeah.
And this kid unleashed on me, and he hit me and knocked me on my rear end, and like this. He said, "You got to protect yourself." And then he said the most important question. He said, "You do know how to block, don't you?" And I said, "What do you mean block?" He said, "Well, haven't you seen a football? You know how football is." Well, they didn't have television then.
Right.
And I said, "No." He said, "You've never been to a football, never seen a football game?" And I said, "No, sir." He said, well, okay. And he showed me, gave me some example. Then I found out what you were supposed to do. Mm-hmm. And he started in, and it was, he taught me a little bit, and then he lined me up and let me learn by having everybody block on me. And I learned 49-50, year 49-50.
Okay.
Because it was my sophomore year.
Okay.
And he said, oh, and what happened was that he started using me on defense. And because I didn't know beans about it. And it was the beginning of the year. They had their first game that weekend. And the coach, the head coach, told me, well, he did two things. He stopped. He looked down. And I didn't have socks on. And I had an old pair of shoes. And like I said, I didn't even have a regular size helmet. I had the old leather kind. They didn't even allow them even then. And I had this old leather kind going. And he said, okay, you don't have any socks? And I said, no, sir. No, they didn't give me any socks. He called the manager out there and said, go get him a pair of socks. And he said, bring him a pair of shoes, too. What are those? And he said, bring him a new pair of shoes. And so he said, just okay. He had the water break and had everything. And then they started in what they were going to do that weekend because they were playing the next town over. Mm-hmm. And so he just talked with it and just waited for me to put my shoes and all on. And I had to lace them up and everything like this. And I was looking around and they were all waiting on me. It was the first time I was ever the center of attention anywhere. And so he said something about it and I was like, one guy asked me many years later, he said, what were you thinking of that? I said, I thought that I would do anything in the world that guy asked me to do. That's all he had to do. If he said, do this, I would do it. And that was my football, beginning of my football career. And he told me, he said, I think I had two more workouts that week. And they said, we're not going to let you go with us this first game. But he said, I think we'll have you ready to go for the next game. And so the first game of football I saw, I played middle linebacker.
Wow.
And it was one like I'd never known. And it was one that, hey, I kind of liked it.
And that was for Colorado City?
Colorado City.
Okay.
And so I graduated from there, and I got a scholarship from there to Hardin-Simmons University. And
was it academic or athletic scholarship?
Athletic.
Really? Football?
Football.
All right.
And so I got a football. So, like I said, it was one of those that I didn't know anything about it. And that's one that they couldn't believe because Breckenridge is noted for its football game.
Uh-huh.
Big Springs is noted for
the
football.
Yeah.
Odessa,
yeah.
I spent a lot of time in my younger years in Odessa and never had anything to do with football. I was just like I said, I read or I worked.
Right.
And that was it.